This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a big criticism patients have of their doctor or medical providers, they don't get enough time with them. And I was trained in the 90s. Sorry to date myself, but it's out there. I'm going to my high school reunion. Everybody knows how old I am. Yeah, it's my 10-year reunion. Yeah, go with that. And when I was trained in the 90s, we were taught you spend whatever time you need to with the patient. If that patient needs an hour, you spend the hour. You sit there, you take an H&P, you examine them thoroughly. Now, of course, most of our patients are hospital patients. And you don't make the patient feel rushed. You sit down. You ask the patient if you could sit, because studies show that if you sat with the patient as opposed to standing, you look like you spent more time with them, even if, per that study, you spent less time with them. If you sat down, it looked like you spent more time with them. Now, the reality of it, when I was in training, everybody yelled at you, saying, hurry up, you got four more patients, you got four more admits, hurry up. You know, so you kept getting yelled at anyway to hurry up. But the training and the premise was you spend the time you need with the patient. Because the more time you spend, the more history you could get, the more you could figure out what's going on. Well, that's not the case. In fact, there was a study through a British Medical Journal that the average time a person spends actually varies per country. In the U.S., their study said an average of 21 minutes per patient is spent, whereas another study in the Annals of Family Medicine found it to be like 17.5 minutes. Apparently, in Canada, it's 15.8 minutes. In the U.K., it's 9.2 minutes. 9.2 minutes in the U.K. And again, you know, everybody's pushing for socialized medicine. Oh, well, they do it well in England. I would really hold back, okay? Kind of pump the brakes on that one. I don't know if I want to mimic a healthcare system like the U.K. 9.2 minutes per patient in the U.K. Get this. In China, 2 minutes. The average time a doctor spends in Bangladesh with their patient, 2 minutes. And in Pakistan, 1.79 minutes. So patients are getting less time with their doctor. In fact, I watch what happens across the pond a lot in medicine, and it turns out that the GPs or the primary care doctors are pretty upset that they're only allotted 10 minutes per patient. And they want more time. They want at least 15 minutes. And then there's another push going on in Europe to have the doctors stand. Get this. They want doctors to stand at stand-up desks because they think they'll appear to be stronger role models for their patients. Plus, it allows them to work quicker. If you sit down, you get comfy, you talk more. So it looks like there's a push, and there's, I think, in Liverpool, I'm not exactly sure where, there's going to be a trial, I'm sure I could look it up, where they're going to have doctors stand, and they're going to see if that helps patients want to stand more and be more physically active. It's at Loughborough University is where they're doing the study. And so that's kind of the opposite of the way I was trained. It's kind of the opposite of how we're training medical students. We're training medical students to sit down. In fact, medical students and osteopathic students have to do practicals now. And if they stand, they could fail. So medicine is starting to change. And is it changing because we're trying to focus on patient health? Is it changing because we're focusing on economics? You know, one thing that really startled me and shocked me and a lot of my colleagues who I went to school with, who are older, okay, older than me somehow, was that these practicals that these students have, they only get 14 minutes in the osteopathic practical or 15 minutes in the MD practical, the allopathic. 14 minutes they're being tested with an interaction with the patient. 15 minutes in the MD realm. And that's not enough time to greet a person, establish rapport, make them comfortable with you, to let them open up about, let's say, an STD or examine them. Then you have to take a history, get a real thorough history, get a back history, like, you know, what happened in their past. You have to intervene if they smoke or drink or, you know, not use condoms. Then you have to examine them, you know, sometimes perform a therapy in the osteopathic practical, which I think is harder than the MD practical. And then summarize the visit, give them the plan, and get the hell out of there in time to do a note. Now, when you document, do you have plenty of time? No, you only get 9 minutes. In the MD test, 10 minutes to document a note. So now it's like speed dating. It's speed rushing. And that's completely opposite how we were trained. How we were trained is if it's going to take an hour to do an HP, you use that hour. But things changed in medicine. You know, when doctors were getting sued left and right, a lot of us learned the hard way. Luckily, I was never sued, but a lot of people learned the hard way that the more a patient tells you, the more you're responsible for. So if you ask an open-ended question, like, what's wrong? You know, how do you feel? What's going on today? Oh, I got chest pain, and I got a headache, and I think my vision is going. You almost want to cut them off. So you can address the chest pain, so you can address the headaches, so you can address the blurry vision, because you are responsible in full for anything that could be going on with their eyes, if they have a stroke, if they go blind, if they have a heart attack. And so I'm noticing a lot, and, you know, medical students tell me when they rotate with doctors in their clinicals that the doctors don't ask open-ended questions. You know, one, they don't have enough time because they have to punch those patients out as quickly as possible. And two, the more a patient says, the more you're responsible for. So, like, great, no chest pain, you don't have any chest pain, no trouble breathing, no headache, no blurry vision, good. You only need a refill, that's all you need, good. And they just curtail it like that because then that's all they're responsible for. I'm hearing patient intake paperwork is changing. They don't want patients to be clicking off the box of every single complaint they have because then they're required to address every single complaint. So if the patient only brings up that they have a hangnail, that's all you have to deal with. That's all you could get sued for if something goes wrong is that hangnail. So medicine's changing. How long do I think a doctor visit should be? Well, one, as long as it takes. But no less than 15 minutes. No less for one complaint. Is that practical? No. Definitely not in England. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Anna wants to know about a flu shot shortage. She heard that there's a flu shot shortage. And what I found out on my end is we technically don't have a flu shot shortage of the regular flu shot. We believe that there's an issue with seniors and the flu zone, I think, or the older adjuvant flu shot that I guess gives them an extra boost. In England, though, they are having issues with a flu shot. Back orders. So it's the high-dose flu vaccine shortage, not the regular flu shot. So for those who are seniors who need the higher dose or the ones with the adjuvant, although I don't think the Fluad is in low supply. I think it's just the flu zone. We're kind of double-checking that. We had, you know, talked about this yesterday. We're recommending that they still get the regular flu shot. According to KWCH, they interviewed Sedgwick County Immunization Services in Wichita, Kansas. And they said the reason it feels like there's a shortage is because the CDC and World Health Organization took a little bit longer to get the strain out to the companies because we have two brand new reworked strains. So remember what I told you where we kind of stalled to figure out which flu strain we need to make our flu vaccine from? Because we were watching what was happening in Australia, and their flu season started a few weeks earlier than normal, and their flu kind of affected about 300,000 people. We didn't know that yet because we have to decide no later than February of our year. So February 2019, while the other flu season is going on, we have to decide which virus we are going to create our flu vaccine from, use as a skeleton. And that's taken a wild guess. So from what we understand, CDC and World Health Organization might have taken a little bit more time to wait to see which strain exactly was going to be the best match. From what we understand with the World Health Organization, we still have a mismatch. Now, the Fluad, or the high-dose flu vaccine, from what we understand, has been manufactured a little bit late. So even though some pharmacies are getting a box here, a box there, they're running out. That doesn't apply to most younger, middle-aged people or kids. Now, notwithstanding, when you look at what's going on in Europe, they actually do have a shortage. From what we understand, according to Daily Mail, the GPs have been told to prioritize vulnerable youngsters with underlying conditions and ensuring that they are the first to get the nasal spray. Now, the nasal spray is the quadrivalent flu vaccine. We call it, what do we call our nasal spray? Skipping my mind. Over there, they call it Fluens Tetra. And AstraZeneca makes it. And the spray is given to kids. You can't get it if you're under two. And you can't get it if you're pregnant. But they say that many children across the UK has to wait until late November to be vaccinated. Well, flu season is now. Now's the time to get it. So that's a problem. And it's making people worried over here that we have a shortage. So, like I said, our shortage only has to do with older individuals. You know, this flu shot debacle that we deal with every year is really frustrating, I think, for a lot of us. And I think we need to quit having debacles. I think we have to be a little bit more honest with people and say, look, we're going to take our best stab at it. Here's the shot. Or here's the nasal spray, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to have it ready to go. If there has to be a booster, you know, what I'm wondering is maybe what we need to do, and I don't know how popular an idea of this is, but if flu season peaks December and January, and we give us our red line point of no return of February for the flu shot to be distributed in September, because we really want you getting the flu shot 2 weeks before you need it. So we recommend people get the flu shot in September, October. Why not a little bit later in the spring work on the booster shot? So that if we notice we have a mismatch and we notice we're having issues during peak season, we could give people another shot. Is that horrible a suggestion? Give them a booster that has the newer, updated strain. And you guys see what's happening. What's happening is we think we know which virus is causing most of the flu issues, but we don't know what it looks like entirely. And these viruses mutate and they change and they evolve. So 2 years ago, when we had a not so very effective flu vaccine, even though it still saved lives, because even if it's only 16% effective, it still saves 16 out of 100 people. What happened is the virus mutated before we finished producing the shot. And so now we have the flu shot, and we kind of have a new virus out there. For some, the flu shot still provides protection. It's enough. The immune system's like, you know what? It's good enough. It looks like the flu. It acts like the flu. Even if it's not exact, I'll just fight it anyway. For other people, they're like, nah, that is not exactly what I was trained to do. So, nope, I'm gonna stay on break, right? So maybe for those people, they need that a booster. And, you know, it's a shame it takes us so long to develop these. I mean, you know, with Ebola, they sure fast-tracked ZMapp pretty quickly. I mean, you know, I've seen these companies really step it up, and I don't understand why the flu shot takes that long. But it just does. So now we have delays in the UK. Now, we brought up a few different stories opening today about UK medicine, and I'm going to always bring up what happens in other countries because we have too many people in this country asking that we mimic others. And the UK system is brought up as, well, it works, it works, it works. I don't think it works. I really don't. Now, with flu shots, they say AstraZeneca's delay does not impact stock of injectable flu vaccines given to adults. Their delays shouldn't really have to so much do with the socialized medicine system. But certain pharmaceutical companies have certain deals with the healthcare system than others. Right now in America, what we do is we can buy from the manufacturer, or we buy from a wholesaler, or we buy at retail. And when they get the shipment, they ship it to us. So for years, I was buying flu vaccine from my medical supply vendor, and my medical supply vendor was getting it from the company. Yet it's different when you have a socialized medicine system. The pharmaceutical company sells it to the government. The government then decides to distribute it. Well, if the government wants to hoard a bunch of the shots, like we think what happened with the ZMapp and Ebola, the government can do that. So, if you guys remember, we had somebody that came down with Ebola, or had it, on our soil, the very first patient in Dallas, Texas, and we were told, and he was told, that we were out of the medication. How are you out when it's the first case? Well, apparently America was out because I don't know. Did we lose the supply? Did somebody unplug the refrigerator? Do we have plenty of Ebola medicine, but it's just, you know, put aside for government officials? I don't know. So as far as I'm concerned, having the government in control of our healthcare, I just don't feel safe. And one reason is, you know, are we going to get our vaccines or our medications if needed? Now, I love the idea of people having access to medications on their own. I don't like people self-treating without a medical provider's advice. But if we're supposed to be, you know, unified and dependent on the government to give us our health care, then they have full control of the medicines, full control of the vaccines, and if we're in short supply, there's just nothing we're going to be able to do. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hunter hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
That this sound a short time ago is the casket carrying the late Congressman Elijah Cummings, who died a week ago today at 68, arrived at the U.S. Capitol. A ceremony being held where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said,
I am very grateful to Leader McConnell, Leader Schumer, Leader McCarthy, for agreeing to have Elijah lie in repose on the same catapult that Abraham Lincoln lay in repose.
A wildfire in Northern California's wine country broke out last night, and fueled by high winds, it's now blown up to over 10,000 acres with no containment so far. There are mandatory evacuations in northern Sonoma County. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, we've reached a milestone in polio eradication. And they say that the second of three forms of the polio virus has been eradicated. Now, some of you may be going, well, that's fine and dandy, but we got this acute flaccid myelitis going on, striking kids, you know, throughout the country, and you know, what's going on with that? Well, let's first talk about the good news, then we'll talk about the bad news. So the good news is health experts are boasting that two of the three forms of poliovirus have been completely eradicated, meaning destroyed. There are three types of the wild poliovirus. Even though each is scientifically different, they seem to cause the same symptoms, where you have a cold one night, upper respiratory infection, wake up the next day paralyzed, and you could even die. So the world has declared being free of type 2 4 years ago, and now the World Health Organization said type 3 has been eradicated, but type 1 is still circulating in Afghanistan and Pakistan. And polio usually affects children under 5, young children. The World Health Organization estimates 1 in 200 cases can lead to irreversible paralysis, and then people can die because their respiratory muscles can paralyze. In the olden days, we had to use iron lungs and use breathing machines for these kids that couldn't breathe on their own. No cure still. But we have a polio vaccine. And since we started vaccinating, we were able to eradicate it in America. They say cases of wild polio have fallen by 99% since the year 1988. The declaration type 2 had been wiped out was made in 2015, 16 years after the last case was seen in India. Problem is we still have one strain of polio out there. The last case of type 3 polio was detected about 7 years ago. Since then, experts from the Global Commission for the Certification of Poliomyelitis Eradication, of which the World Health Organization is a member, have watched patterns of polio cases to make sure that type 3 has been eradicated. So it's a major milestone. It's wonderful. All right, as long as countries still promote vaccination. Now, does that mean we don't have to vaccinate against polio anymore? No. No. Because what if somebody's wrong? Or what if, I don't know, some reason the virus, I don't know, shows up? Or if a terrorist has been holding bioweapons? All right, so we still vaccinated. We still will. You know, we don't have to vaccinate against smallpox anymore. But eventually we won't have to vaccinate against polio, but we're still going to. Type 1 is now circulating in Afghanistan and Pakistan. The last case detected in Nigeria, where it was also endemic, was 2016. So job's not finished. They're still working on that. But what's very, very frustrating is we don't know what's going on with this acute flaccid myelitis. This acute flaccid myelitis is affecting young children. It's causing very similar symptoms, acting like polio, where they have a cold and then all of a sudden they have muscle weakness. Very, very scary for parents, scary for kids. I believe we've had 2 deaths. Parents last year were upset that the CDC wasn't reporting the numbers of cases accurately or the numbers of deaths caused by this acute flaccid myelitis, where they acutely become weak in the muscles, flaccid myelitis. And they believe it's an enterovirus, very similar to the poliovirus. But they haven't been able to identify exactly what's the cause. If they do, they need to probably create a vaccine for that. So we're going to keep you posted. So like I said, this is good news, but not 100%. Now, there has been questions on vaccine-derived polio outbreaks. So we have 2 polio viruses out there. The oral, which is the live attenuated one, where it's a very weakened version, and then we have the inactivated, the killed version. In America, we stopped doing the live attenuated one in the 90s. I think there was a case where a grandpa was changing his grandkid's diaper, and he ended up coming down with polio because the kid had gotten their vaccine, the polio vaccine, and it was the oral, and shed it onto the stool, shed the virus onto the stool, into the stool. And so somehow he picked it up. And so they decided that maybe what we need to do is just do the vaccine, the killed vaccine or the shot. So we stopped giving oral polio vaccine, I think in the late 90s. So they say there are currently outbreaks of vaccine-derived polio in 12 countries. Angola, Benin, Cameroon, Central African Republic, Chad, Democratic Republic of Congo, Ethiopia, Ghana, Nigeria, or Niger, Togo, and Zambia. So we aren't going to hopefully see that in our neck of the woods, but unfortunately, if, you know, people have it, they could shed it, the virus, very easily. Shed, S-H-E-D. That is really a hard word to say on air. So we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. All right, so this was kind of a fascinating discovery. There was a woman who went to a tourist attraction in Scotland. And I guess she had to walk through a security thermal camera. Well, the camera picked up a spot. She later got it checked out and was diagnosed with breast cancer. Ball Gill, 41 years old, visited Camera Obscura and World of Illusions in May. Since then, she's had two surgeries to get rid of breast cancer. She said, we had been to Edinburgh Castle, and on the way down, we saw the museum. While making our way through the floors, we got to the thermal imaging camera room, as all families do. Oh, okay, never mind. It wasn't security. It was one of those things where you get to sit there and wave at the camera. As all families do, we entered and started to wave our arms and look at the images we created. While doing this, I noticed a heat patch, red, coming from my left breast. We thought it was odd, and having looked at everyone else, they didn't have the same. I took a picture, and we carried on and enjoyed the rest of the museum. Now, unfortunately, that ended up being breast cancer. She went home, turned to Google, did some research on thermal images. Then she found dozens of articles and made an appointment with the doctor and was diagnosed with early stage breast cancer. And I'm looking at the image. You see her son. You see her kid waving. You see her standing there. Her breasts are blue except for one part. She says, I have now had two surgeries. I know. I want to go and find one of those thermal imaging things now and sit there and wave. Although, what I want to do is I want to compress it like a mammogram where I put the breast up against the image, flatten it out, and see what happens. But, you know, thermography is really, really cool. People have always asked me, how do I feel about it? I go, I think it's great. We don't use it. It's underutilized. But what I really want later are at-home tests, you know, where you could scan yourself and if something comes up. Unfortunately, though, that's going to be far into the future because health experts don't want people examining themselves. You know, the self-breast exam is not recommended by health experts, U.S. health experts. They do not recommend it because they say there's too many false positives. How do you tell a person to not examine themselves? You should know your body. But they don't want people going, oh, I think I have a lump, and then the doctor is, you know, committed to getting something done. Now, this camera that was at the Camera Obscura, I guess, was installed in 2009. It's non-invasive and there's no radiation. But it was a thermal camera. And picking up heat images and I really don't understand why it's only the face and the hands. Because you give off heat everywhere. And so I kind of need to study it more. But something like that, that might not be that expensive, that you could have and, you know, you could do. And you could say, all right, guys, just walk through the thermal camera. I think would be fascinating. I mean, it would be like, yeah, life-changing. But we're still not there yet. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers. Veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You had the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So according to USA Today, almost 2,000 homes and businesses across California have been without power. And utilities have warned that hundreds of thousands more could be in the dark because we still have high winds and brittle conditions that are fueling these fast-growing wildfires. So Sonoma County, 75 miles north of San Francisco, and beautiful. Gosh, that's beautiful land. has the Kincaid fire. It's fast growing, flared up early Thursday, and within hours covered more than 15 square miles. National Weather Service reported wind gusts of up to 70 miles an hour. Evacuations were underway in several communities. According to the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office, they said leave immediately if you are in these locations. Extraordinary threat to life or property. CAL FIRE said two buildings have been damaged. Structures and power lines were threatened by the blaze. More than 300 firefighters were currently on the scene, backed by more than 50 engines and three bulldozers. CAL FIRE spokesperson Jonathan Cox told KTVU-TV that the fire was growing at a critical rate, and he blamed the dry conditions and the high winds. So, it's fire season right now. 0% of the fire has been contained from what we understand, according to a post to the official Twitter account of the Sonoma Lake Napa Unit of the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. So mandatory evacuation orders were issued in the area from Geysers Road to Highway 129, Pine Flat Road, Red Winery Road, with residents being told to leave immediately if you are in or near these roads. So the bulk of the power outages have affected at least 500,000 people in Northern and Central California. And Pacific Gas and Electric has been warning for days that high winds forecast for the state could result in preemptive power shutoffs. Residents should be ready to be without power for 48 hours or more. I mean, just absolutely devastating. And, you know, remember, what happened is, I believe, the fires back in 2017 were linked to power lines and PG&E. And they were criticized for not doing more to prevent the fires. So this year, preemptively, they said, okay, we're going to do we're going to shut down power and have rolling blackouts. And people were ticked, and the next day a fire started. And so, you know, they had been sued. And they had been, you know, people wanted them liable for the fires a couple years ago. So they're being preemptive, and then they're shutting off power. The problem is if you have insulin, you know, if you have a diabetic in your family, if you, you know, being without power is not very easy. You know, if how many of you guys have gone camping? It's great, it's fun, but it's a little stressful. And then you come home and you can't wait to open up the refrigerator and, you know, get a glass of milk or water or, you know. But when these things happen, not to mention there's a fire, and you want to be able to access your internet, you want to be able to hear warnings, well, that's my radio. You know, stick in a battery and, you know, listen to AM radio. That's, I think one of the best things you could do when you have power outages and, you know, you're going through one of these unfortunate natural disasters. So they say the company predicts strong winds forecast for Sunday and Monday. The latest wave of outages come 2 weeks after gusty winds, high temperature, parched conditions. PG&E had to shut off power to 2 million people, many for several days. People were ticked. And the preemptive outage fueled huge outrage, but they defend it. Right? And remember, they were sued when they didn't do this a couple years ago. So damned if they do, damned if they don't. We'll keep you guys posted. From what we understand, the National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for all of Sonoma County, which is in effect until 4 p.m. today. Both Sonoma County and Lake County were reported to have been affected by the power shutdowns. Power shutdown was issued 2 p.m. yesterday in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada, followed by the counties in the North San Francisco Bay Area and parts of San Mateo and Kern. I don't know what the answer is. Yeah, schools were closed, and, I mean, it seems like fires are a yearly thing. I lived in Reno, Nevada for a couple years. Both years, our sky was black with fires that were coming from Northern California. I believe we even had a fire in Verde, and Reno's on the border of Nevada and California. So there was, I believe, the Verde fire in 94? I don't remember. But sky was black. You know, with smoke. I mean, Northern California wildfires, it's one of the prettiest landscapes in the United States, and unfortunately, it's one of the most vulnerable. And, you know, they say, well, it's global change and global warming. There were fires in the 90s. There's always been fires. But it just seems to be more, I don't know, just seems to be more prominent now. And, you know, so unfortunately, we, you know, don't really have ways to fight natural disasters yet. Where it's 2019, we're going into 2020. Not much we could do except if a hurricane's coming, we evacuate. If we think we're in fire conditions, we evacuate. Not really a lot you could do yet. A CBS correspondent suffered a miscarriage while covering wildfires and blames herself. I tell her not to. Do not blame yourself for a miscarriage. But a CBS correspondent had a miscarriage while on assignment in 2017 covering the wildfires. And she's been wrestling with guilt, even though doctors are reassuring her it's not her fault. Maria Villarreal penned a personal essay, "Did I Cause This?" Getting past the stigma of miscarriages, for CBS News on Tuesday, and she remembers standing on the ridge of a scorched hill in Yosemite National Park in July 2017, and then she began to feel stabbing pains. She said after a 45-minute trek up the hill, rather than feeling accomplished, she was cringing, in pain, kind of near a C-section scar she had by the birth of her son. She had been 9 weeks pregnant, but hadn't told any members of her crew, leading one to suggest that maybe she ate a bad burrito for lunch, maybe had some bad Mexican food on the way there. I really feel bad for Mexican food restaurants, because every time somebody has, like, diarrhea or stomach pain or whatever, they go, "Did you have a bad burrito or taco?" I've eaten burritos and tacos my whole life, never got food poisoning from one of them, knock on wood. I've gotten it from fish. Maybe a bad burger. Nobody ever says, "Oh, did you eat a bad burger?" But they go, "Did you have, you know, some bad Mexican food or a bad burrito?" Where did that stereotype come from? I don't know. So she says, "I'll always remember those words uttered by a coworker who had no idea I was pregnant. I knew if I told any of the men on the crew what I was going through, they wouldn't understand." I don't believe that. I think a lot of men understand. But, you know, that's how she felt. She said, "I'd get that look, 'Oh, you poor woman,' and then word would get back to my managers, so I kept everything to myself." And I get some people feel like they have to hide their pregnancy, you know, but I think men are very understanding, a lot of them, this day and age. So she said, due to her location, there were no bathrooms nearby, and she knew she was heavy bleeding. There were no bathrooms close by, and I was worried I'd bleed through several layers of clothing, and then everyone would see the pain I was going through my bright yellow fire-retarded suit. But I didn't, and I'm thankful. So she was wondering if she could have saved the baby or gotten to a doctor on short notice, but unfortunately, no. You know, once you start to bleed, that's the body expelling the pregnancy, which means she probably miscarried a couple days or maybe even a week before she went on assignment. You know, and people will say, you know, "Well, it's my fault. You know, my husband had a heart attack," or, you know, "My wife miscarried." You know, if you have a pregnant wife and you're beating her uterus and you're beating her up, yes, you can induce a miscarriage. But if you have an argument with somebody, you know, and that baby miscarried, then most likely that was not a healthy pregnancy. There could have been chromosomal abnormalities. It could have been that, you know. In fact, you know, a quarter, I was taught that a third of all pregnancies could end in miscarriage. So it's a lot more common than we think. You know, well, you know, blessings to her and, you know, Godspeed and you know, prayers for her having strength through that, but not your fault. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.